It's time for everyone's favorite podcast on the web. Live it off the wall. Where you get the best sports talk and info in New York.
I got a special treat for you this evening. A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. Chris Shand.
It's an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. And here's your host, Chris Shearn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I, of course, am the heavily caffeinated Chris Shearn, the host of Yankees Batting Practice Today and the Yes Network Sports Sprint on the Yes Network, by the way, for all of you who couldn't put two and two together. Hello. Joe Oriema will join us in just a couple of brief minutes. Let's get down to business. The New York Yankees, as we tape this, coming off back-to-back losses to the Red Sox and the Rays. The Rays, best record in baseball, best road record in baseball. And guess what? They're the best team in baseball right now. You could talk all you want about the Phillies and Roy Halladay and how they, you know, have the best pitcher in the game. Tampa doesn't have one good pitcher. They have four. Five, really, that are pitching out of their minds right now. And they don't look like they're going to slow down anytime soon. Wade Davis, who never beat the Yankees, well, he was just 0-2, but he had an ERA near 6 in those two outings, made his first ever start at Yankee Stadium on Wednesday, and shut the Yankees down. Shut them down. A.J. Burnett came into the game. See, this is why Ron Gardenhire is my new best friend. Because numbers before the game, do they give you a little bit of an idea of what's going to happen, maybe what's going to go down? Sometimes. But Gardenhire, who put Matt Guerrero in to face Alex Rodriguez before that grand slam against the Twins, and giving the Yankees the win in that game, he didn't look at the numbers. He said, Matty's my best setup guy, and he's going to face A-Rod. I'm putting my best in against their best. I didn't look at the numbers. And sometimes the numbers mean absolutely nothing. And if you were watching Yankees batting practice today and you saw that quote of the day, you would have heard a thunderous boom, because that was all those sabermetricians out there dropping their abaci. It's plural for abacus. I looked it up. Getting back to the Rays, though, I had to bring up the Gardenhire thing because that was one of the best things I heard. A major league manager poo-pooing numbers. He's my new best friend. That's all I could say. But going back to Burnett, in his last 7 starts against the Rays, this is what I'm talking about. He was 6-0 with an ERA under 2. It was 1.76, to be exact. I think the Rays came into that game saying, oh, well, this one's over. We're only going to score 1.75 runs. They scored 6. They lit him up. He pitched into the 8th. He took one for the team. I'll never have anything bad to say about Burnett. He's a battler. He's a warrior. He just didn't have it. And the Rays capitalized on him not having it. That's baseball, boys and girls. Baseball, to all you number crunchers out there who probably never picked up a bat or a glove in your life, it's not about crunching numbers. Like Kevin Youkilis said, he brought this up too with all the saber metrics. What if you have like a strained hamstring and you're playing? What if you have a strained back and you're playing and you just miss it, you know, you make an error on a ground ball that you would have got if you were completely healthy? Is health going to work into that factor? No. No, it's not. But I can go on and on about this, but I'm not going to. The Lighthouse of Hope, which I've been calling myself since last year when Joe and I started doing this podcast, the bulb is not at full power. I'm sorry to say it. The Yankees are in trouble. They're in big time trouble. Think about it for a second. Curtis Granderson, DL. Nick Johnson, DL. Jorge Posada, DL. Marcus Thames gets hurt last night. Nick Swisher's not playing. So Swisher, Posada, Johnson, and Granderson. That's almost half your lineup. Half your opening day lineup is not playing. Now, the pitching has to keep everything together, but you got to come up with some runs. Now, the Yankees in their last two games, the one against the Red Sox, again, we're taping this after that loss to the Rays on Wednesday. The last two games for the Yankees, they got some runs. They had a 5-0 lead in both games against the Red Sox, and both of those 5-run leads went, see you later. Bye-bye. The bullpen is killing this team right now. Killing it. So you've got injuries on the offense, and you've got a strength, what was thought to be a strength in the Yankees' bullpen over the past four games now, being a big-time weakness. Burnett didn't have it. He gave up 6 runs. The bullpen's supposed to come in and keep the Yankee offense close to keep them in the game. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. And if your pitching is not going to be there and you have 4/9 of your starting lineup on the disabled list, guess what? You're in trouble. But this is what we're dealing with. And over this stretch where all these guys are on the DL, you are going to see a test of the Yankees' mettle. You're going to see if they have what it takes down in their guts to stay together until they start getting some of these guys back. Welcome in Joe Auriemma now. Joe, you've heard me talk for better part of 8 minutes. Do you have any thoughts?
One thought is that, you know, everything that you kind of hit on with the Yankees right now is, it's just piling on right now. The injuries, you said, four-ninths of the starting day lineup is gone. A guy like Mark Teixeira, who was hot to start this month, since Boston came to town, he's now 1-for-12. The 5/9 of the lineup that's still intact needs to step up. This is it. They need to step up.
That's what I'm talking about with, in their guts. They know they're injured. They're defending world champions. They've been there before. They have to put the onus directly on themselves, and they have to start producing. And if they don't, Tampa, I'm telling you right now, for all of you out there with delusions of grandeur, like Tampa's going to falter at some point this season, I got news for you. They're not.
And let me tell you what's,
they're not.
This is a team that continues to win one-run games, continues to get good starting pitching, continues to get good pitching. Anybody that thinks, we scored 4 runs on them in the ninth, in game one, who cares?
As Marv Albert says in basketball,
that was Andy Sonnenstein that we're facing.
That's garbage time. Yeah, that was Andy Sonnenstein could throw batting practice with a 10-2 lead.
Yeah, and
those 4 runs are nothing.
Look,
And if it got closer, who was coming in?
Earlier in the last month, I got a comment saying, because I wrote an article about the Yankees playing the Rays, and I said that basically it was a clash of the Titans in the AL East. And I said, I compared the matchup with A-Rod and Evan Longoria, and I said, it's not only the two teams, but it's the two players. And I got a response or a comment back that says, clash of the Titans, I can see with the two players, but the two teams, there's only two teams in the AL East that are Titans, and one of them is not the Rays. And I hate to tell you, if you think that's the case, this is a team that's coming off the World Series just 2 years ago, and this is a team that's still young, confident, and non-injured, and you know what? They continue to roll. They continue to roll.
Hey, listen.
29-11, and guess what, folks? Here's the most impressive stat of them all. Their run differential. You want to know what their run differential is?
It was 91 going into last night, so what is it now?
95. 95.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, if you... If someone needs to come to your house, we will outsource this. We will have someone come to your house and smack you directly in the face to let you know that the concern this season is not, I mean, listen, the Red Sox, I really don't think they're going to be in the mix, but they can be. They have the talent to be there. If Josh Beckett comes back and he's Josh Beckett and Lester starts pitching like Lester, the hell with Matsuzaka. That's not going to turn around. But they still have some pieces in play where if they get a little healthier too, don't forget the Red Sox are hurting too.
Yeah.
But if they get some guys back, they could be there. I don't see it though. The Rays are the main competition this season. You know, everybody gets their undergarments in a bunch when the Yankees and Red Sox play because, oh, Yankees, Red Sox. And the games are epic. I'm not going to take anything away from that. They are.
No lead is safe in those games.
No, the past two were tremendous baseball games. Very exciting. But if you want to watch, like, baseball, watching this Rays team, it's like a machine.
Joe Madden's got them going.
It's like a machine, man. Listen, are the Yankees a bad baseball team? No. Their 25-15 record would be first place in any other division besides the AL East because the Tampa Bay Rays are playing that well. They're 29-11. They're almost 20 games over 500. We're not even 2 months into the season.
Chris, I got to say.
That's saying something.
I have to get this out.
Say it.
When.
That's what the podcast is for, baby.
When the Yankees signed Nick Johnson, what was my reaction? I wasn't happy.
You were none too thrilled.
And you know what? He got off to a slow start. He's injury prone. And I don't care what anybody says. Signing Hideki Matsui for $1 million more or $500,000 more, I just don't get why he's not in pinstripes this year. I just don't get it.
Now, I'm not going to go back on what I said. I like that the Yankees moved on from Damon and Matsui. It would have been nice, though, if there was someone out there besides Nick Johnson to go scoop up. I mean, I'm not saying that I wanted to run out there and go get Nick Johnson, but I thought the Yankees did the right thing. You never could predict injuries, although with Johnson, you could...
You could basically pencil it in.
Anyone could be Nostradamus with that guy. But, hey... It's just the way the ball bounces sometimes, and that's what the Yankees are dealing with right now. They're dealing with, as we said, 4/9 of their opening day lineup is not playing.
This is the other thing I don't like. If they knew Jorge Posada, you know, was this injured, they gave him the MRI before game one yesterday of the Rays series. Why didn't they give him the MRI earlier than that? They're wasting roster spots. They send down Golson, okay? Now, in the Boston game, go back to the Boston series, game two.
All right.
Melanson gets called up. Now they have 13 pitchers on the roster.
Yes.
Golston is now on his way back to AAA. Why? This guy could have been a defensive replacement in right field, which they obviously needed because Tim's dropped the ball, you know, to tie the score. He could have been an extra pinch hitter off the bench, an extra pinch runner. Why are they carrying 13 pitchers and having Posada and Swisher sit there without the availability of them pinch hitting?
Well, the thing that really had Joe Girardi and Kevin Long in a tizzy last night in the dugout is when Tims got hurt and they ran Ramiro Pena out there to run for him, they had nobody on the bench. If somebody else got hurt, one of the pitchers was going to have to play the field. Because you looked at the lineup card in the dugout, and it said Swisher, Posada, unavailable.
I just don't get why it took this long for them to make the diagnosis on Posada.
Maybe they thought they can...
The guy's got a hairline fracture.
Maybe they thought they were going to skate through it. I don't know. I don't know what the thinking was. I have no idea what the thinking was. But the Yankees are in a heap of trouble. They are. There's no two ways about it. You don't want to hear it, but they are. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more baseball. We'll get off the Yankees. We'll hit on some Mets. And we'll go around the league. When we come back and wrap up the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. Don't go anywhere, anybody.
Go to YesNetwork.com for the best Yankee blogs on the web. It's The Blob with Bob Lorenz, Keeping Up with the Joneses with Kim Jones, River Ave Blues, and much, much more. For wall-to-wall Yankees, it's YesNetwork.com.
It's Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Here's more from Chris Sheeran.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. I am Joe Auriemma. With me is my sidekick, my Ed McMahon,
to be yes!
Hi-yo!
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da. I made millions of dollars sitting on my butt. Da-da. You know, those were the words. I talked to Paul Anka, a big fan of his. Those were the words.
You know, he just wasn't a sidekick for Carson either. He was also a sidekick for Dick Clark.
This is true.
In the Blooper Show. Watch as Chachi says, seashells by the seashore.
All right, enough reminiscing. A little baseball talk, a little around the league. Rapid fire to wrap up this Off the Wall podcast. First, the Mets. Jeff Wilpon, shut door meeting with Jerry Manuel and the Mets staff. And
nobody's on thin ice like Jerry Manuel and Omar Minaya right now.
Yeah.
After this closed-door meeting, okay, Pelfrey goes out, wins a game, and now they've lost two in a row since. Yeah. They win eight in a row to end April.
Beginning of the month. Not May. They were battling for first with the
Phillies. Right, well, they had won eight in a row coming
since
into
then.
May. Since May, they're 5-13 this month.
Ooh.
Okay, they've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're 1-7 in their last eight. 2-9 in their last 11.
Wow. It's not good.
And they have the Yankees coming into town, followed by the Phillies. This is the stretch of all stretches. They lost to Washington at Washington. They need to at least split this series. They have to.
Yeah. You would think so. And Washington right now is ahead of them in the standings. The Mets go from first to worst, if you will. But another team that we need to talk about really quick, the Reds.
What a surprise.
First, I mean, it's May. But the Reds, and you got to check out right now, Edinson Volquez is not pitching with the suspension. Their five starters are Bronson Arroyo, Aaron Harang, Johnny Cueto, Homer Bailey, and Mike Leake, who may be related to Kelly. We have to look into that. The Bears, tremendous outfielder and... What a power stroke on that.
Oh, play. Yeah, yeah.
What a find by Buttermaker.
You know, and here's the other thing. Their lineup has Joey Votto, of course, Jay Bruce,
mm-hmm.
and you know who's got a resurgence? Scott Rowland.
Scotty Rowland.
And Orlando Cabrera's never been on a team that hasn't won.
This is true. Rowland's batting .291, .350 on base. He's got 8 homers and 23 ribbies.
And don't forget Jahani Gomes.
Johnny Gomes.
Johnny Gomes is doing well. Oh, I just confused him and Johnny Peralta. Yeah, sorry, Jahani. Yeah.
No, that's Jahani.
This is Johnny without the H.
Gomes,
sans H, yes.
Gomes 304, 5, and 25. So the Reds right now, hey, they had a great series against the Cardinals. They're in first place in the Central. Putting some fannies in the ballpark at the Great American Ballpark or the Great American Bambox, however you want to call it.
And by the way, everybody who had the Dodgers in their great demise, they are sorely mistaken right now.
Wow.
The Dodgers are playing at a very high level. They are right now, they're 22-18.
Mm-hmm.
But they also had won. They lost.
They won 9 in a row. They won 9 in a row. San Diego.
And you got to be happy for Jerry Hairston Jr.
Absolutely.
Really, I mean.
Great guy. I mean, when we were... Listen, We understood it was the playoffs. We understood that a lot of guys were busy stretching and everything. But Jerry Hairston was always Johnny on the spot for us. He was Jerry on the spot, actually. Johnny Damon was Johnny on the spot. Always gave us the interviews, always gave us the time. So congrats to him so far with the Padres, him and his brother, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, and now here we go with their starting rotation. John Garland, right. Who could have been a Met.
Right.
Matt Latos. Clayton Richard.
Who almost threw a no-hitter against the Giants in San Francisco, by the way.
Kevin Correa and Wade LeBlanc. No relation to Matt.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's the second fifth starter.
And playing right field, and a heck of a right field, Will Scarlett Venable. That guy is...
John Garland could have been a Met. 5-2, 2.38 ERA in 9 starts.
I believe that's better than our friend Johan Santana.
Not a good strikeout to walk. 31 strikeouts, 27 walks.
It's all about the W's, baby.
It's all about the wins, absolutely.
And as I was saying before, the ace of all aces, Johan Santana, 3-2 with a 3.72 ERA.
Proving to be a little human this year, is Johan? I think so. Yeah, so the National League is where all the surprises are. I mean, we knew in the preseason, we knew in spring training that a lot of people were talking up the Tampa Bay Rays. So that really doesn't come as a shock to me. And I know it doesn't come as a shock to you because this is something we've talked about. The American League, you got the Twins in the Central leading the way. Detroit right on their heels, a game back in the West. Right now, the West is weird because the West is always... Texas or Oakland in the beginning of the season, and then it always flips to
Seattle and the Angels. So Los Angeles Angels. So.
Everybody, including myself, I picked Seattle to win the AL West. They are 14-26 and 8.5 back. With Felix Hernandez and Cliff Lee, you would not think that would be the case, but it is, and it might be because Seattle doesn't really have a lot of offense, as they say.
No.
The Angels are 4 games under 500 at 19-20.
And they were my pick to win the division.
Oakland's 20-21. They're three games back. And Texas is leading. 23-18, 3 game lead over Oakland. In case you're wondering about the wild card, the Yankees are currently leading that with Toronto a game back and Detroit 2 back.
Oh, and by the way, the New Jersey Nets or... The Nets or whatever the heck they're going to be called these days. Love their owner. And by the way, only the Nets could get the third pick in a two-player draft. I understand, you know, I got an argument with a couple of people about this. Well, you know, there are other players other than Evan Turner and John Wall in this draft, and they can draft Cousins, and they have Favors, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm sorry. There are two really great players in this draft.
The two cornerstones are going to be gone by the time they pick.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah, so it makes me scratch my bald head because I don't know how you can be 12-70 and not get the first pick. Something has to be done with this lottery. I mean, I know it gives other bad teams listen, the Wizards had a very tumultuous season too for their own reasons. So them getting the first pick might get them in the right direction. So you can't be too upset about the Wizards getting it because they didn't have the kind of losing season, as losing as the Nets did. But to be that bad and not be rewarded with the best pick is just awful.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just my thoughts. Anyway, that's going to wrap up the podcast. Once again, you give us a call, 646-487-3668, or email us at offthewall@yesnetwork.com. Joe and I do this. We have a lot of fun doing it. We want you to get involved in this fun. It's kind of like Family Guy, but a sports podcast. We like going to the flashbacks, the movie quotes, and the songs and everything else. We do it for your... You going to be all right?
Yeah.
Big exhale from Joe. We do it for your entertainment, and we love doing it. We love bringing it to you every week. We hope you keep coming back. We appreciate it. For Joe Auriemma, I'm Chris Sheeran. We'll see you next week with another Off the Wall, God willing. When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't hang with the feeling, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town. Cause we're the party people, night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So tonight,
So bad at all. You live it off the wall.